Okay, so it's Friday fun time.
Sturdy.
We're joined by Donovan Lewis, he of Invasion fame. 10 to 1 every single day with Matt McLaren, unless Matt has hernia surgery, which he has had. Sponsored by
Twin Peaks.
Donnie, how are we?
Line, how are you guys?
Hey, man.
Oh, man, we're doing so good. It's so good to have you on, as always.
Hey, man, it's good to be here.
So Donnie and I were talking a couple of days ago about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations that we did on, what was that, Tuesday, Wednesday? And how we kind of all turned our nose up whenever we heard Mariah Carey, like, Slow Song, and then we heard Foreigner, these are the nominees, heard Foreigner, we played, like, Urgent and Jukebox Hero and all that, and then what turned us off was the ballad that they sing, I Want to Know What Love Is. And for me, always, it has been about, I'm uncomfortable, and Dave, are you plugged in over there?
Yes.
Okay. I've been uncomfortable whenever any artist mentions the words making love.
Right? I agree.
It's weird.
Because you F.
Okay, slow down. You don't have to do that with our special guest here. But no, it's awkward, and it's
Let
always
me be clear,
and it's always a slow ballad.
I never make love.
No, never, not me. But it's always a slow ballad, and I guarantee you're the same way, Dave. Where you heard these when we were growing up?
Oh, they're so corny.
Rock and roll bands who try to shoehorn in these ballads.
Yeah, and making love out of nothing at all. Oh,
okay, that's
the
a
worst.
Yeah. That's
making love.
That's on there. Matter of fact, you can start with that one. It's listed, I don't know what number it is.
Number four,
but
I believe.
Yeah, you can fire. This is number Air Supply. They got the making love backup singers. Like, I can't take it. It's so corny and cheesy. Donnie, were you familiar with that song growing up?
No. You know, you guys don't understand and realize that if it wasn't on MTV, a video, and it may have been, I just don't remember. Man, my school growing up was all R&B and rap music. That's it. Like,
yeah.
None of the rock ballads we ever listened to at any of the parties. But, man, ballads were such a staple at the parties that we went to. Like, they would play three of them every hour, or maybe every even half hour, something like that. And that was your chance to kind of get close to a young lady and try to get a dance. So it was, I mean, I just couldn't imagine my parties or even the music I listened to without any R&B ballads. It's just what we did.
Okay. And it's funny because it's not that we went to a lot of parties and things like that where we had any opportunity to end up scoring with girls or something like that when I was a kid. I just knew I never equated one with the other. I never equated, there's Mike Gundy right there, mullet free.
Oh, my.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all good.
Maybe he likes to make love.
We don't know. Well, we'll have to ask him here in a minute.
I'm sure he'll be delighted.
But, Donovan, when I was in, like, eighth grade, I never equated music with a part or ninth grade as a way to end up with a girl. Or maybe that would kind of set the tone. But for you, that was all about that?
100%, man. I mean, it probably started in the eighth grade dances where you would try to get phone numbers. And that's the quickest way to try to get closer to a girl, and maybe you can grab a phone number. If they play three slow songs in a row, you have about 12, 13 minutes to try to dance with somebody. College, it was way deep because,
dude,
you know, you're trying to score when you're in college, but it's just been a part of me, man.
But
were you a mixtape maker?
Oh, yes. And one time in college, we had a slow jam party where we made a mixtape of 90 minutes worth of slow songs, and that's all we played.
Mm. So this is here's a prime example of what made me insane. So, you know, I'm into rock and roll. I'm into Def Leppard. Def Leppard came out, and it was like this revolution almost in the early 80s, right, for us that were of a certain age. And they're rocking. I mean, they got the coolest videos. Everybody's wearing the Union Jack. And then this hit MTV.
Okay, this is...
When you make love. Oh, God.
So gross.
Do you look in the mirror?
Yes.
I just got it at least once, right?
I just couldn't handle it. So, you know, more modern, I guess, too, was like if you're into country music, Faith Hill. Listen to these lyrics from Faith Hill, and you tell me this doesn't make you feel oogie.
As close to you as I can be. Let's make love all night long.
All night.
All night. That's the other thing. What's the expectation level here for us?
Yeah, an unreasonable bar.
So, I mean, if you want to be close to someone, that's as close as you can get when one person is
that's it
in that proximity to the other person.
That's as close as you're going to get. But, yeah, let's make love all night. I mean, come on, man. No, I don't need my music going there. Okay, Donnie, so you have some examples from you.
Yes, okay. So, Ham, play the Jodeci tune for me because Jodeci was huge. When I was in college, you can play it, Ham. You can start it. And they will go on tour now, and I've seen them here recently. But check this one out because they do a little talking at the very beginning. But here's this first verse.
Take my money, my house, and my car for one hit of you. You can have it all.
This was a good one. This was big. Jodeci was huge with their slow songs.
And I don't know, Donnie.
You play this at the party, dude. It is on. And
no, it's not. I know what kind of nerd you were. There's no way this was affecting you one way or the other, whether or not you were going to hook up with a chick. There's no way.
My nerddom kind of started going away in college. And I was pretty good, man. I'm telling you. I was an absolute 100% nerd in high school. But in college, I started figuring out a bit. And when you went to a party and played like this, you go grab somebody to dance with, dude. It is on.
So the only making love song that song that made sense to me. So Muddy Waters, the famous blues man, had this song from, I don't even know what year this was.
Won't you keep a hold? I don't want your money too. I just want to make love.
Well, he didn't want anything.
No.
Yeah, but when the laundry's not done,
the loving's not the same, right? Okay, Donnie, one more.
All right, so do the Earth, Wind, and Fire when Ham, about a minute and 15 in. Go ahead and play it.
If I looked in your eyes, could I
hypnotize? Great. They're great. Now check this line out here.
Would you mind if I made love to you till I'm satisfied? What's up?
God.
I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
I don't care about you.
Yeah.
And I definitely identify with that one.
Oh. All right. We've got a whole room full of luminaries that are just waltzing in here right now. So Donnie, thank you very much. I love you.
We'll do more later on because I'm going to get you turned on to a ballot here real soon.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll try. All right, Donnie. Thank you very much.